Welcome to Total Health Transformation Podcast, hosted by Dr. Danny Scarhill. Dr. Danny is a doctor of chiropractic, an author, speaker, and trainer. And on the THT podcast, he interviews other health experts to glean further insights that will help you achieve total health transformation.
Welcome to the Total Health Transformation Podcast. My name's Dr. Danny Scarhill, the founder of DannyScarhill.com, the author of Total Health Transformation, the proven system to unlock limitless energy, motivation, and health, and the creator of the Total Health Transformation programs. Let's get straight into it on this episode. Welcome to this episode of the THT Podcast. We've got another fantastic guest for you, Lloyd Saunders. Now, he's been a personal trainer for many years now, and he's helped hundreds of clients get to where they want to be with specific training experience and techniques he's gained over the years. He first discovered his love of fitness when he was in the army from the young age of just 17, where he was a combat infantryman. So everything he did in that role was on his feet, and he was always carrying heavy equipment. So being fit was absolutely paramount to that job. He's completed two operational tours, being Iraq and Northern Ireland. After serving in the army, he decided he wanted to take up fitness for a living and landed a job in a big commercial gym. After many years of working on a tier system, constantly waiting for machines, he felt his clients were not getting the most out of their sessions. So he decided at that point to open his own bespoke personal training studio of his own. And that was the next logical step for him in his journey and his business. And that's what he's been doing for the last 2 to 3 years now. Without further ado, welcome to the call. Lloyd, how are you doing, mate?
Yeah, good, Danny. How are you, mate? Right?
Yeah, really good. Thank you. So tell us a little bit about your journey. How did you get to where you are today? Because you obviously started in the army when you were a kid, didn't you? Pretty much.
Yeah, so I think it started when I was about a teenager, really, because I kind of left school with no GCSEs at all, and I didn't know what to do with my life. And believe it or not, I actually didn't like PE, physical activity, physical education at school. And it wasn't until I think I was walking to Three Bridges and I got called into the Army Centre, and they said to me, you know, have you ever thought about joining the Army? And I was like, not really, no. So I went in, and that's where we got talking about, obviously, the Army. And then I went off to Infantry Training Centre in Catterick, 2001, I think it was 2001. Did 6 months there. Become a combat infantryman, yeah, and then just went on from there. Every sort of PE session, I was always kind of near on the front. So what you do is you have your markers, and they, if you're quite fit, you would end up putting the Bergens on with the Illuminous High Vis, and you'll be a marker. So it was from then on, I thought, actually, I'm not too bad at this running malarkey. So yeah, that's where I got my sort of physical fitness from. And then left the army, did a few jobs, did electrics at college, become a truck driver, scaffolding labourer, kitchen fitter. But I didn't like it, mate. And yeah, just become a PT, got my qualification, level 3 with Premier, and landed a job at Virgin Active in Crawley. And then started as a fitness coach, and then went on from there. Yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff. So being an ex-army man then, obviously, discipline super important in the army. How important was that discipline that you learned there for the work that you do now as a PT and also as a business owner?
Yeah, definitely. Good question. In terms of the discipline, obviously, getting up in the morning is the main one of the main things. Obviously, especially running your business. Before, obviously, joining the army, my alarm used to go off for work, and I'd roll back over. Whereas now it's like alarms off, bang, don't even think about it, get up. It's tiring. Well, don't get me wrong, but it's, you just got to get up, go to work, you know, and lead by example with your clients. I've never ever overslept with a client. I've double booked a couple of times, mate, but I've never overslept. Yeah, main things, lead by example. Really, yeah?
Absolutely. Good stuff. So dude, I've just had a thought. You did some really funny videos recently. Your alias, Lloydius. Yeah, so I just had a vision of one of the videos. You were in the Lloydius had slept in, hadn't he? And he was just wearing a towel, and he didn't know what day it was.
Yeah, so I've kind of created a little character called Lloydius, mainly because I think during lockdown, I actually sat back and I sort of kind of watched the world, how everyone operates really, and I wouldn't have normally done that. There's a quote by Jamie Alderton, it's you need to rest to grow. Yeah, and like by saying that as a business owner, that's massively helped me. I actually rested longer than normal and I actually thought about things. So the reason I created Lloydius, a little character, is because a lot of us obviously get out of structure and routine and then we'll roll back over. Whereas obviously Lloydius, you don't want to be that character. So I'll keep those videos going with him. Obviously we've all been there. I've been there. But yeah, it's my job to obviously get everyone sort of up, fitness, motivated, and get out of that little hole if they're stuck in it, mate, really.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. You must get a slogan on your t-shirt. Don't be like Lloydius. I'd definitely buy one of those, mate.
Oh, wicked, mate. Yeah, I had a couple of, a few members actually mentioned it, and I thought, oh, okay, I didn't really think about it. But as the boot camps are getting bigger now, a lot of people are saying, you're doing winter clothing. You should bring out Lloydius t-shirts. Don't be like Lloydius. Yeah.
Definitely. I agree.
I think he's due to make an appearance in the next couple of weeks anyway.
Is he? Okay, cool. Look forward to seeing that on social media, mate. So what is it that drives you to do the work that you do today? Because obviously you train me and my other half, Claire, and we know how great a trainer you are. I'm very, very passionate, aren't you? What is it that drives you, though?
Yeah, thanks, mate. Means a lot, that does. Cheers, mate. Really, obviously paying the mortgage is the one thing, but that is not the most important thing. The most important thing is people's health, really. Again, going back to the lockdown, people used to text me and say, thanks, Lloyd, you know, and you look at your phone and be like, oh, that's great, well done, you know, and message people back. But it wasn't until during lockdown, I actually sat back after training people on Zoom and stuff like that, with the messages were coming through saying, thank you for you helping me through. And actually, because I had time to obviously look and listen to those messages properly, I actually realized how much it actually helps people. So that is one of the main reasons I love my job, you know, helping people. And then messages that come through, how you can fitness can change their life. Yeah, mate, it's great.
Good stuff. Excellent. You said something really, really important a minute ago, that quote you got off Jamie. I think you said slow down so you can grow, or something like, or rest so you can grow. I think you said, it reminded me of a quote I heard years ago. You've got to slow down so you can go faster, which is exactly the same thing, just different words. It's just very relevant for business and life, that, isn't it?
Yeah, mate. I think, like, although, because I heard that quote before lockdown, right? And because I like Jamie Alderton, he's a good, for those who don't know, he's a business coach, he's a mindset mentor, and does all his podcasts, great fitness coach. I heard that quote, rest to grow, and I thought, I'd sort of disagreed with it a little bit, because I thought, I can't rest if I'm trying to grow my business. And it was like bang, bang. There was no structure or routine. It was just leave work in the morning, 5 o'clock, get home at 9 o'clock at night. And it was like bang, bang, bang. When I actually sat down and went through the whole sort of diary over lockdown, I looked at it and thought, oh, I've got obviously these hours here. I'm out the door for sort of 14 hours, but I'm only doing 7 hours work. But now I've been able to sit back and obviously go through the whole thing again from that quote. And I totally understand what he means now, mate. Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Because, you know, it's not sustainable doing 15, 16 hour days. You'll end up burning yourself out. I've been there, and it's not a nice place, that. Cool. So if you could recommend one book, what would it be and why?
So I would recommend, in terms of books, when I first became a PT, there was a book I got recommended called Ignite the Fire by Jonathan Goodman. And it's because when you do your personal training course, they teach you the basics of sales, marketing, but you don't go into it because you're obviously learning the fundamentals of fitness and becoming a personal trainer. And when you get put on the gym floor, you're sort of this person who's just completed a personal training course, but you've got no sort of idea how to sort of approach it. So that book, Ignite the Fire, I definitely recommend that book for any personal trainers or fitness coaches starting out. That's helped me. Another book that I really want to read is, again, Jamie Alderton, called Meltdown. he was going full steam ahead. Had his own gym, working all the hours God sends, breaking world records, doing box jumps and all sorts. And then he had a meltdown. He sort of come down, problems at home. And then it was how he built himself back up again. And because I've been through a relationship where, unfortunately, it ended in a divorce. And then I was in quite a bad place. And then Jamie Alderton's ex-army as well, as well as writing. And then that book, Meltdown, it's sort of something I can relate to. So I'd like to read that. And then obviously building back up to where I am today. But I think the main book I wanted to show you, I haven't read this yet, but I think this is probably the best book on the market at the moment, especially for me, is The New Dad Survival Guide.
Cool. Yeah, because that's just a few weeks away now, isn't it? Your wife's first baby.
Yeah, November, mate, got a little boy coming. Nice. Yeah, not sure what he's going to be called yet, but yeah. Yeah, so, and as well, going back to the question, said what gets me up in the morning is obviously my wife and son. You know, I need to come home and put food on the table as well. So that's an even better, even bigger bit of motivation to get up right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cool. So in terms of your inspirations to get healthy in the past and also today, and your role models, who are they and why?
My role models... I like Tony Horton. So Tony Horton was one of the guys who got me into fitness. He had a DVD called P90X. I don't know if you know Tony Horton, American fitness instructor. I think he's in he might be in his like 60s now. But me and my friend, best mate Rob, we used to do his DVD, and it was all home workouts. And that for me, training, I like that sort of training. So he was. Tony Horton was one of the main sort of inspirations of mine. Trying to think who else. Not sure really, mate. Yeah. Tony Horton mainly.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Excellent. Now I know in your business, you run loads of boot camps and full body blasts and all sorts of classes. What is it that you love so much about running the classes?
I'd just being outside doing the boot camps, you know, the vibe, this kind of military kind of way I do it. It's nice seeing sort of civilian individuals really sort of get a taste of what we sort of had to do. As you know, when the word like boot camp comes along, people just get a bit scared and they think, oh, boot camp. If you make it fun, you know, and the community that's building now and friends that are being made, again, people working out at home online, doing a lot of online workouts. You can work out anywhere. But mainly it's the whole mental health side of things and everyone being sort of happy and, you know, feeling great after a workout, getting them endorphins going.
Cool. Nice one. So how important do you think it is to have a positive mindset in order to have good health and those that have a negative mindset around life in general? How does that affect their health, do you think?
I think a lot of people struggle with, obviously, you know, not being in a positive mindset and they struggle with confidence. Confidence is a big thing. Like only in this gym, it's because it's a private gym. I get a lot of people coming in that are not very confident. And then once they've had a few sessions, the confidence has grown and then they're able to then go on to progress to doing the boot camps and the classes we run here. I've been in obviously a dark place in my sort of quite a few years ago now. And I know it's a vicious cycle, mate. You know, still kind of did a little bit of fitness, but I was kind of in the box room, sort of at my parents' house and trying to build it back up. And then you sort of come down. It takes time to obviously heal. But yeah, physical fitness, mate, definitely helped me get better over time. Yeah.
Excellent. So in terms of if you were to, let's say you go back to when you're 15, 16, if you were to start over again on your health journey, is there anything you would do differently and why would that be?
I think, I'll tell you what I would do actually a little bit different. Probably about 10 years ago, I started doing recordings on my phone. on the beach and at home workouts. And a few mates of mine actually said, why don't you put that on Instagram? And I was like, I don't even know what Instagram is. So I didn't. But now, obviously, if I knew how big the social media world of Instagram would be to reach to many people's health, then I would have done that differently. But at the same time, that's what I've learned from my mistake. You know, you need to learn from the mistakes to grow. And then now my trainers, Billy and Matthew and Ashley, from my mistakes I've learned, I like to pass it on to those guys so they don't have to learn from their own mistakes. They can learn from someone else's mistakes. Yeah. And I think, yeah, that's pretty much it, really. I'm happy with the way things are going. And yeah.
Good stuff. So you like doing mentoring as well as training then, it sounds like?
Yeah. Yeah, I do, mate. I'm passionate about, obviously, my team and how many people we can help. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. So if you're, if you were to, because I've seen loads of positive quotes and stuff on your whiteboard when we come in to train and stuff. What's your favourite quote?
My favourite quote? I've got a couple of favourite quotes. One I like to say is, when obviously we're training the guys and girls, whether it's online or PT or out running or in their classes, is no matter how high, no matter how steep the mountain gets, there's always the best views come after the hardest climb.
I like that. That's nice.
I like that one. And I like poker as well. So me and my friends have a lot of poker nights, obviously not now, but before lockdown. Another quote I like is, I think again, Jamie Alderton, I think maybe said this one, just because you get dealt a bad hand doesn't mean you can't win the game. It's all about strategy and how you change the odds.
I like that.
Yeah, I really like that, mate.
Nice. So you've been a PT for quite a long time now. Have you trained anyone famous? What's your claim to fame?
Claim to fame, I did Reigate half marathon warm up on stage with the band and Dame Kelly Holmes, so gold medalist. We did the warm up for the Run Reigate, very nerve wracking, but then once you're up there, you've got the music going. I was on the mic, Dame Kelly Holmes was next to me, and that was, yeah, great. We got everyone rocking and rolling. And then after that, she said to me, let's go then. And I was like, pardon? Because she's obviously a gold medalist. So we had to, I thought, is she going to be as fit as she is, you know? But we were running and I thought, oh my God, I can't keep up here. Yeah, she's still rapid, really, really quick. But that was my claim to fame, I think, mate. Yeah, on stage with Dame Kelly Holmes in front of quite a few thousands. So that was nice. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. So in your business, who's your ideal client and what's the way you help them most?
My ideal client, I think in my younger year when I was a PT, the other gyms and stuff, I thought losing weight, getting lean and endurance, that's what, because we'd all have like our boards and who we would help, the ideal clients. But looking at the bigger picture, it's anyone, mate, anyone that needs help with their fitness, whether they want to bulk up, lose weight, get lean, get healthier, get fitter, stronger, mentally fitter. Yeah, anyone, mate. Anyone's welcome here as long as personal training.
Cool. Excellent. So you've run quite a few marathons, haven't you? I think you said five you've run, haven't you?
Five, mate, yeah. Five marathons.
So do you know, if you go back to, how old were you when you did your first one, roughly?
I think I was about 28.
28, cool. So obviously you learned lots of stuff from doing the five marathons. What mistakes did you make when you were training for your first one and maybe even your second one as well that you wouldn't recommend new starters doing, like?
Okay, so yeah, that's good. Yeah, this is actually quite a good question, mate, because what happened was on my first marathon, because I went to watch marathons before, and people, when they run, I don't know if you've seen marathons, when they run past, they're quite slow, which is, that's what they're doing, they're pacing.
Yeah.
These people go past, I thought, how hard can it be to run a marathon? So the next year I signed up and I had quite a bad dinner. Didn't have any breakfast. And then I ran quite quick, which I normally would do my 5K pace at. And I got to the half marathon point and my legs just went. And I started falling around the place. And that was like, and then I had to sit down for a while, get the sugars in. And then because I was trying to get these sugars in, I had a really upset tummy. And I still did it in half decent time, but that was like my big mistake, like just thinking that I can run a marathon with no training. And then the next year, that's when I trained a bit more and got a better time, and paced myself a hell of a lot more. Yeah, that was the biggest mistake, if I could say to anyone, and there's probably loads of people that have done exactly the same thing as me. And I could hear people like shouting out, slow down, pace yourself. I was like, I'll be all right. Not until sort of a little while later, you see people running past like sort of, you're right there, mate. Told you so. So definitely pacing yourself is the main thing, and training for it. Yeah.
Cool. Training. Let's say there's someone listening to this now that's thinking, I want to run a marathon, but I've never really ran much at all in my life. What's the sort of time frame you'd recommend for somebody to train properly so that it's not rushed and they can just, you know, build up gradually?
So the thing is, you could run a marathon, run, walk a marathon. You could do it. Anyone could do it. I recommend my guys starting with a 5K, build up to a 5K and onto your 10, and then do a few prep races. So half marathons, you've got Reigate half marathon, Brighton half marathon. A good one's Dorney Lakes. So that's just before the marathon. Is I think it's 17 and 21 miler. Dorney Lakes down near Windsor. That's flat, so that's a good one to do. And because you do loops and circles, if you need to refuel or anything, you've got your refueling stations, and then onto the marathon from there. But yeah, obviously from my personal experience, don't think you can just run it without training at all. And if you do, make sure you pace it. Yeah, and just loads of stretching, loads of water, and the right nutrition.
Cool. So is it about 3 to 6 months training? If you've got like no fitness, if you're standing from the get-go to running a marathon?
More than that, you'd need more. Yeah. You're thinking of doing one?
No, not me personally. I'm just trying to picture. I did train for one when I was about 20, but I got injured. So I ended up dropping out. And then soon after I realized I hated running. So I didn't bother doing it again after I recovered. Is it closer to a year then?
Out there, yeah, you need to be out there for about a year building and it's just the cold nights, cold wet nights, you've got to be out there training. One thing I've done with my guys, because I'm quite sort of team I like team building with my guys and girls, and I did think of doing like a big marathon sort of in a big team, but there'd be some over the amount of distance, there'd be so many different sort of fitness levels, I couldn't stick with them all. Yeah. So what I did years ago was did the Tough Mudder, and I got about 26 of us, and then I put them into little pockets of groups, and then we went over, because the Tough Mudder, you've got all different obstacles, and you've got, you know, you drag your partners up, and then once they're up, they pull the next one, you give the other one a bunk up, and you hold obstacles. But it's the whole thing of overcoming fears, like you've got to shoot down a slide into ice, and then come back up, or you've got to hold your breath and go underwater. And a lot of the team, well, I'm not doing that, but because we was encouraging each other, we all got through, and we all got our medals at the end, or our headbands. And that was nice to see, mate. It's big team building, and now they're still friends today. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're great, those kind of events. That reminds me of a training me and Claire did years ago in Malaysia. It was called Enlightened Warrior Training Camp, and there was loads of different activities and tests and all sorts of stuff, and most of it was in groups. And there's a lot of camaraderie and friends made from that. Like, you know, I'm still friends with a lot of those people from, I think it was 3-4 years ago now. So I can definitely relate to that. Cool. Yeah. Excellent. So for what's next for Saunders personal training? What are your plans over the next year or so?
My plans for the year, I think I'd like to, in terms of business, I'd like to grow the business, try and offer more classes, hopefully the numbers will be lifted up in terms of obviously the social distancing measures at the moment. Because of the size of our studio, we can only have a certain amount of people in. Outdoors is fine, but indoors, it's, you have little pockets of people. Do more group personal training. So we've got a lot of ladies' weight training packages starting 12 weeks in January. We've got three of those, pockets of those, on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and a Thursday, which I think are going to fill up. Two of them are full already. And then if they've, yeah, it's great. I'm really happy with that. If the third one fills up, then I'll open another one. And then get maybe a mixed or a men's one. Do more, hopefully, if the social distancing gets lifted, obviously, if it's safe enough to do so over time, we'll do more social events because we wanted to do bowling this year, paintballing. And obviously, with what happened, we couldn't do that. And then a charity event next year, a big charity event, like charity events, getting everyone involved.
Cool. Nice one. Yeah. Sounds exciting, mate.
Yeah, online classes as well. Yeah, online training. Yeah.
Yeah, I love those, actually. I'll be on the one tomorrow, Saturday morning. Looking forward to that, mate. So those people who want to reach out to you and find out a bit more about your business and yourself, what's the best place for them to find you online, mate?
So online, if you go onto Google and just type in Saunders Personal Training, the website's www.saunderspersonaltraining.com. Or on Facebook, Saunders Personal Training Studio, and Instagram, Saunders Personal Training Studio. And all the email and the links are all there, prices, packages, what we offer, what our trainers do, what different classes and times and everything we do on there, yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff, mate. I know you're really busy, so thanks for taking out the time to be with us on the THT podcast. It's been a lot of fun and much appreciated, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Danny. Cheers, mate.
I shall see you very soon, mate, and enjoy the rest of your day, and have a good one, mate.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Cheers. You've been listening to the THT podcast with myself, Dr. Danny Scarhill. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podbean, or any one of the other outlets where we stream. Like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/totalhealthtransformation. You can also find more information about myself on my website, dannyscarhill.com. We'll find lots of fantastic information and some free products for you as well. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Take care. All the best.
You've been listening to Dr. Danny Scarhill on the Total Health Transformation Podcast, helping you to eat, move, and think on purpose. See you on our next episode.